T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Grapefruit League play today. The Phillies blank the Pirates. Andrew McCutchen, a home run off Blake Cederlund. Headlines. Jim Colony joined us earlier for his out-of-office report brought to you by Tri-State Office Furniture. Jason Mackey, deadhead, Pirates insider for the Fan from the Post-Gazette, joins us right now. We are playing songs off of a mixtape Chris Mueller's girlfriend made for him in 2007. That last song, I guess, was just some kind of jazz track that she put on there, Chris, or something. I don't even know what that was.
Every Day I Have the Blues by Joe Williams.
You know that one, Jason?
I do not, but am I getting this straight? One of Chris's ex-girlfriends had on a mixtape for him that Every Day I Get the Blues? Is that not, like, messaged appropriately?
Yeah, there were some other ones. There was Is She Really Going Out With Him was actually on this, so...
Jason,
I mean, I can't even make that up, Jason.
Spoiler
really
alert, it did not work out between them.
Stunningly. I had that all the way.
Jason, I think there's one band, though, that we've played a song by that you might be a fan of since you're a deadhead, and that's Slightly Stupid. Yes or no?
Yes. Slightly yes. I've never gotten terribly into them, but they are, you know, the next wave. That's the thing about being a deadhead, man. It's weird. Like, I'm a little bit into Fish, but, like, all of these offshoot jam bands mm-hmm. that have come along after the Dead, I'm not necessarily huge into.
So it's like the Bill Belichick coaching tree. Like, all the disciples can't
they're
do.
They're all Charlie Weiss.
Yeah. They're all Romeo Crennel as far as the Dead offshoot bands.
I mean, Fish is in its own category, but I just you can't replicate the Dead for me. And people will disagree with that, but... I'm not a Charlie Weiss fan.
Here is another song off of the... I got it here. Here's another song off of the CD. Hold on. Do we like this one?
No idea.
Or is this commercial Grateful what? Dead? Is this too commercialized?
It's not too commercialized, no. I'm a big Touch of Grey fan. Absolutely. I have nothing against Touch of Grey whatsoever.
I would
prefer a live version.
What is the symbolism of this song? Enlighten us. What were the Grateful Dead trying to say with this song, Jason?
That's a good question. I don't know if I have an answer to that one, honestly. I like the We Will Goodbye part of it. You know,
this
sort
part?
Of like everything. Yeah. You know, everything's screwy, everything's weird, but like we're going to get through it. I'm not sure that's what they're saying. You know, like we're going to focus on like there's just a touch of bad stuff, but we're going to be okay. We're going to get by.
Do you think it's like the Simpsons predicting things that the Grateful Dead were predicting the pandemic and it was anthem for people in 2021 to maybe get behind?
I don't think so. No, I don't know where you got that one, but I don't think so.
Okay. Jason, if the 2021 Pirates were a Grateful Dead song, what would they be?
Oh, man, Chris, you can't throw this on somebody. Truckin'.
But I'm trying to combine two things, your professional and personal, you know, loves.
That's
you love
right.
covering the Pirates, and you love the Grateful Dead. I thought, here's the thing, Jason, I thought maybe
you would have already
like, considered this sort of thing
exactly.
and anticipated a question like this from me.
Okay. Well, there's one that popped into my head real quick, and this is probably not a comprehensive answer, but there's literally a Grateful Dead song called Going Down the Road Feeling Bad. Mm. I feel like maybe, maybe that's one, but, you know, that's the present. I do believe in what the Pirates are doing a couple years from now, but, you know, the present is not going to be the greatest.
Who would be the Jerry Garcia of this 2021 Pirates outfit?
Interesting. It wouldn't be Ben Charrington. You know, to me, he's kind of the architect of this thing. But, you know, Jerry is like the architect of it, but he's off center. You know, mm-hmm. he's a reluctant leader. He's not a face.
A reluctant leader.
Man. Yeah. Jacob Stallings, if you're looking at players, like somebody that you actually have to respect but doesn't, you know, doesn't sit there and put himself out there in like a rah-rah fashion? I don't know.
Wouldn't call it great.
Mm-hmm. No.
Do you know who that is, Jason?
That's Kevin Stallings, of course.
Yes.
The legend, Kevin Stallings.
Like, I feel God. Bad, you know? Like, so many people dislike Kevin Stallings in this town, and probably, you know, for understandable reasons. Jacob Stallings could not be more delightful to deal with. He's a completely legitimate Major League Baseball player, a very good defensive catcher. He's absolutely his own person. And as luck would have it, he looks exactly like his dad. He just
yes,
can't
he
get away from that.
Yes, he does. Jason, anything noteworthy in today's action? I know you were covering it, obviously. That's why this is a 2 hours later than normal hit. But anything that the Pirates fans out there, I know Chad Kuhl, what was he working on? Sinkers? I saw there was an exchange
yeah,
on sinkers. Twitter about those.
Hmm. Yeah, and you know what? Like, that would be one of my big takeaways, Chris, and that does matter. You know, people want to get upset about the Pirates, and that's fine. But, like, you know, Chad Kuhl, one, is just a really decent dude. You want good things for him. And two, you know, he should be part of this grander plan, maybe not necessarily himself, but if he pitches well enough, he could wind up getting traded. So what he's doing, he's working on his two-seamer, which is, you know, two-seamer sinker, basically the same thing. He's really good with his slider, curveball. Changeup's a little bit more of a development pitch for him. But, you know, since coming back from Tommy John, he hasn't had the feel he would like on the two-seamer. And so, like, he's trying to get that, and he's trying to be around the zone. And his first start out, he wasn't around the zone, kind of spraying it everywhere. And he was putting it basically where he wanted to, in the strike zone. And one of them got whacked. You know, he didn't make a great pitch, but, you know, it's trying to make determinations off of 2 innings of pitching, and that's hard to do. You know, Kuhl was just, he was happy with how much he was able to throw his two-seamer for strikes.
This is our Come Clean and in Great Detail segment brought to you by Wetco. Go Unlimited Car Washes, one low monthly price starting at $14.99 with our Pirates insider, Jason Mackey. Did you feel like Travis Williams came clean and in any great detail for you guys this week? Jason, what was your number one takeaway from him?
That he was very vehement in defending Bob Nutting in the practices. You know, I know you got me, man. You killed me for that. I didn't even write anything, and I got ratioed for it. But
Whoa. What do you mean I killed you? I put out a quote that you got, and I gave you proper attribution because I thought it was something that Pirates fans wanted to see. That's all. How was that getting you?
It's not. I'm just saying that, like, my mentions were just this sea of people that complaining even more about the Pirates.
Yeah, don't let him make you feel guilty for calling him out for that. He loves doing this. He does this to our big-name guests who don't seem to mind it. Like, he'll just put quotes next to their name, and he'll tweet it out, and then the dog pile commences.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sitting there saying I did anything wrong. Like, it's my job to report what the president of the team says. And
yeah,
a good majority
exactly.
of the fan base, judging by my mentions, were irate over that. And I understand why they would be irate. You know, like, I feel like there was a way to talk the way they talked there. And I think Travis did some of it. But if I was in Travis's shoes, like, I would be pushing what they're doing now and saying, like, look, we realized where we were. We needed to go, you know, bare bones, strip this down to the studs or whatever. We're executing that. I have full faith that when we get back around, when these guys grow up, that mm-hmm. Bob Nutting's going to change.
Yeah.
It's a tough sell saying, you know, Bob wants to win a championship in the worst way. Like, really? Based on what? You know,
You didn't
I
say
that
back
Bob
to him,
Nuts
did you?
Wants to, but that's
did
a you? Tough sell.
Did you say that? Were you like real? Did you? You didn't say that. You're just saying that to us. You didn't say that to Travis, did you?
No. I mean, you can't say that. And also, like, Travis's answers are very long, and you're not going to sit there and just like jump out and cut off the president of the team and say what? Like, that's not the way normal conversation works. But
the thought crossed my mind sometimes when Frank Coonerly was talking, but that's neither here nor there.
Yeah, like,
he was known for filibustering, too.
Oh, he was an all-time filibuster.
Frank was like Frank could have been up there reading, like, War and Peace to prevent a bill from passing. He was so interested in filibustering.
You know what kills me about that stuff, though, guys?
Like, what's that?
Yes, Bob Nutting should spend more. I'm not going to sit here and make an excuse for how much Bob Nutting has spent. But, like, had they not screwed up drafting, development, trades, all these important things that don't necessarily involve Bob's wallet, we wouldn't be talking about it. We're not talking about the Rays payroll because they do things like that. They do them smartly. The Pirates didn't. And, you know, we should talk about money, sure, but we should also talk about the second component that they didn't do well.
Malzi? You want to react to that?
It's an interesting thread, and now I think there's an interesting question. Do you think it's fair to wonder, Jason, not even to assert, but to wonder whether or not their struggles in some of those areas that don't appear directly connected to finances and willingness to spend might have been sort of motivated by an unwillingness to go further financially? Like, you're only making some of those deals because that's the only real kind of risk you can realistically take. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, I know what you're saying, and I think that's maybe fair. You know, like, Bob Nutting setting up the tent and you know, you're trying to do the best work underneath the tent, and that's fine. But my rebuttal would be that it's not prohibitive for the Rays. It's not prohibitive for the Oakland Athletics. And they did sign guys. They did grow their payroll in 2013, 14, 15. Was it enough? Probably not. Did they come out of that, you know, doing the right things? No. But they grew it some. And I feel like if they would have approached that last period of winning the way they should have and continued to backfill and continued to get talent and evolve, like, that cycle would have continued. The cycle stopped because they stopped making smart decisions. They stopped thinking ahead of everybody else. And, like, that's what you have to do. And they did a good job of it to create those winning teams. They didn't keep doing it. And, you know, if I'm going to criticize Bob Nutting for something there, yes, I would like them to spend more. But, like, to me, they're making moves right now that should have been made 2 years ago.
Yep.
And you're sort of delayed. And then the Chris Archer trade was so bad that you've traded away several pieces that should be your future. And a really bad trade, probably the worst in franchise history, has set your franchise back a couple of years.
Jason, Andrew McCutchen homered against the Pirates today. What would you say is the state of the McCutchen Pirates relationship? Did they leave on bad terms? Are there burned bridges? Is there any need for reconciliation when McCutchen retires to try to patch things up between him and the organization where he made his name?
I don't think so. I mean, there's been so much turnover with the Pirates anyway. Like, even if there was bad blood between McCutchen, I don't think there's any blood between McCutchen and Charrington. You know, and I look at Kutch, and he's going to retire with Ben Charrington being in charge of the Pirates. There's just not a bunch of familiarity there. But I've never gotten the sense from talking to Andrew, and, you know, obviously there were guys who have been on the beat a lot longer than I have that probably know Kutch better than I do, but I've talked to him a few times, and I've never gotten the sense that he had anything but great things to say about Pittsburgh, his time here, and, you know, he seemed very much entrenched. And, if there was ill will, I'm pretty sure that went out the door with the previous regime.
Mm.
Jason, what do you think Derek Shelton's sort of tack is going to be with this year's team, knowing that they're forecasted by a lot of people to lose 100-plus games? He has to know that on some level going in. So how does he keep it real and not try to be like Mr. Sunshine when everybody knows the talent isn't there to win big or even close to big or even close to 81 games? And maintain sort of, you know what I mean? Like, maintain some sort of positive outlook that doesn't allow what they're trying to do to spoil things in present tense for the guys who are actually on this team.
I think that's actually easy for them, Chris, because, I mean, the Pirates aren't going to go out there and try to lose games. I mean, they're going to go out there and try to feel like they can be world beaters and upset people, and they should. I mean, you know, that you're going against the code of ethics in sport at that point. But, like, you know, Shelton is going to preach probably messages that he's seen throughout his career. You know, nobody counted on a lot of the Rays teams where he was an assistant or a hitting coach on those teams to do much, and they did. You know, they should be sort of forming themselves as this scrappy group that fields well, that pitches well enough, that they're going to get offense. They're able to get some bounce-back seasons from guys and put enough together to win some games. Now, people on the outside are going to disagree with that, but try to put yourself in the clubhouse. But, you know, try to create a positive vibe around the team. What sort of things are you going to sell? And Shelton should also be selling, you know, this is where we lay a foundation. This is where Mitch Keller shows that, you know, he can go out every fifth day and shove, or that, you know, Brian Reynolds is a guy that's going to get a good contract eventually, or Kevin Newman, or, you know, these are guys they're going to want to extend. It has to start somewhere. You know, even you look at the Penguins and how bad they were in the early part of the 2000s, like, you're going to start stockpiling picks and starting to see meaningful progress. They're not at the point where they have a bunch of first-round picks who are going to pop, but they need to start showing that they have some guys that will.
All right, let's hear the next song off the CD. Let's give Jason a chance, as the music connoisseur that he is. Let's give him a chance to hear the next song that Mueller's girlfriend made for him, Chris, or Craig. What do you think, Jason?
I don't know if I've ever heard that before. What is that?
Craig? Who is this?
True Believers by the Bouncing Souls.
Huh. I actually like the
Bouncing Souls. Yeah, this song sucks.
Not well enough to pick that song up.
Jason, do you like concerts?
I do, yes. Yeah, very much. I miss them.
Okay. All right, enjoy Florida.
All right, guys. Take care.
Bye now.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.